Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Speaking of money, who just got back from New York?
What do you mean?
You, didn't you fancy
going?
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
New York. The city of dreams.
So it's like...
The Big Peach.
You fly in.
Statue of Liberty.
You stay in your hotel room. Then you get 5 o'clock in the morning call time.
And you go?
You work 16 hours. Mm-hmm. Then you fly, get back on a flight and fly back.
Back on a flight.
Back on a flight.
Back on a flight.
I'm working on impressions. You want to hear one?
Yeah, I want to hear
one. Anyway, guess who it is.
Okay, let's hear. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm not going to look at you.
There's no such thing. Wait. Not yet. There's no such thing as political murder, political bombings, and political violence. There's only criminal murder, criminal bombings, and criminal violence.
Gavin Newsom. Current governor of California, Gavin Newsom.
No.
Who is it?
It's a woman.
Caitlyn Jenner. Potential governor of California.
No. It's political.
Criminal bombings.
There's no thing.
It's a current... It's someone
dead.
Oh, he's dead? Oh, do it again. She's dead. Do it again.
There's no such thing as political murder, political bombings, or political violence.
Oh, Hillary Clinton.
No.
That's not Hillary Clinton?
Dead, I said. Hillary's alive.
She's alive?
Yeah. She just looks dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks dead. Yeah. Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, is that Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah.
That's in a British accent?
That's how she talks, though.
No, she was British.
Yeah, but she talks like that.
Let me hear it one more time.
What's so funny?
Yeah, guys, I don't think that's funny at all. That's mean.
But you know how I know this?
Huh?
Because I watched 4 seasons in a week.
Of The Crown.
The Crown, baby.
Yeah, I know. I could tell that you watched The Crown. That's where that comes
Why?
From. Because that's where that came from.
Well, you saw that show?
Yeah, I watched The Crown.
Yeah.
I love The Crown.
Not only do I love The Crown, I want to be The Crown.
You want to be in The Crown?
No, I want to be a prince.
Oh, you don't mean in the show. You mean in real life.
Like, in real life, I want to be a prince.
Hmm.
And live in a royal family and the whole thing. But I would do my own things.
Can you imagine if a princess kissed the frog and then he turned into you? And how upset she'd be?
And she'd probably kiss me to get back to the frog. Oh, holy shit.
She's like, no.
Yeah. No, because I would love to...
You could be a prince. Could he be a prince? Oh, that face.
Yeah, I don't like that face.
I don't think he could be a prince?
Like right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
He's got prince hair. He definitely has prince hair.
I have prince hair. I would probably be born the last.
You were the last prince.
No. Like if my mom was the queen, I would be the last kid. So it's like there would be 5 kids ahead of me. So I would never become
king. You'll never
king.
Be king. Right.
Yeah. So then I would just be like fucking around.
That's a really good idea, by the way. That's a great idea for a movie, is the last
like,
prince.
I would spray paint like little what? Symbols on like vases and stuff around the castle.
What, like swastikas? What kind of symbols?
No. I would probably do like a Chinese face.
Oh, on the cat. Oh, right. Right.
Two line Chinese eyes thing and a big smile.
What dynasty would you be a part of?
Royal England.
But you're.
Well, what do you mean?
But you're not.
But that's what's great about it.
Well.
Because it's like,
there'll
be a mystery.
Oh, right. Someone slept around with somebody.
Somebody did something.
Someone from the Ming
somebody
dynasty.
Somebody did something, and now it's like I'm in all the tabloids because they maybe Asian in the beginning
baby.
They think.
Asian prince born to the royal family.
No. He's white, but he looks Asian.
No. They're unmistakably Asian.
No, I look white.
No, I look
Asian, but I'm white.
Sir. You do not look white.
No, but can I just say this?
Yeah.
What if, like, Queen Elizabeth had me, right? And she had me at, like, 50.
They would be like, she cheated with
an
Asian guy.
Right? And right before I was born, right, she's old. She tumbled down the stairs and just rolled on her belly a bunch of times. Just listen, right? Right? And then all of a sudden, like, a butler came, didn't see the queen there, and he tripped on her.
An Asian
whoa,
butler.
Whoa, whoa. No, not. There's no Asian involved in anything.
That's my point, is that you're not.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah. But I'm just telling you why it came out, and then, like, she. And then all of a sudden, I'm about to get born. I'm about to get a papa.
I'm about to get a born.
I'm about to get born. Just let me finish, all right?
Okay, you're about to get a born.
And they go, we got to do it now. Let's do it outside. They take the queen out. They're in Buckingham Palace. We're in a courtyard,
and
right?
They go to the fountain.
Right? No, yeah, the fountain. The baby comes out, and, like, the sun is so bright. You know, I go, ah. And my eyes like this. Ah, right? And it just stuck like this.
It singes your face.
Yeah, like this. And then right. I'm like the one that looks Asian. But I'm really a Windsor.
You're really, truly a Windsor.
I'm truly 100% a Windsor.
Do you buy that? Why not?
He's Asian.
Yeah, you're Asian. Yeah, you're no, so no. Asian. Look, that's what they could tell the tabloids. But the truth would be, the queen slept around with somebody.
But we would never reveal the truth.
How funny would it be, though?
Yeah, yeah.
If they're like, we don't really know who. We'll never be able to know who. And yeah. That's all we're saying. And the press walks away and cut to one of the vendors selling, like, little British flags. Yeah. Whatever, and it's just one Asian, one sole little old yeah. Asian man.
Or, that's kind of funny. Or, I'm like, you know how, like, you go to different rooms and there's different photos. Mm. And I'm wandering around and I'm just, you know, maybe I'm 16. You know
yeah,
I mean?
I see it.
And my older brother, Charles, is already, you know what I mean?
No, better name. No, Charles is a guy already.
No, but Prince Charles, I'm a part of the Windsor family, so Prince Charles is my older brother.
You're the
right?
next generation. You're like the new generation.
Oh, you're saying that I'm William's baby?
Correct. You're William and Kate's baby.
Oh, I'm William and Kate's baby.
Yes, you got to be the new generation.
Right.
Yeah, so William and Kate had a baby.
Right.
It looks and Asian. They blamed it on the sun.
And I'm walking around, right, the castle, just moping.
Mad.
God, everyone calls me Asian, but I'm not. I'm a Windsor. Right? And I go to this one room. There's a bunch of photographs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I see my mom, Kate, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. And she's like in a pool splashing around with Ken Jeong. Right?
Yeah.
And then everything just kind of right. And I'm like the guy from The Hangover's baby.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
That's your papa.
Right.
And now you're on a journey to go find your dad.
Right.
I don't want it to be Ken Jeong. In the movie, it can be played by Ken Jeong, but the real guy
is all right, fine.
It's a pool party.
Emperor Hirohito's.
Right, Emperor Hirohito's grandson.
Grandson.
Right.
Right.
Great, great, great grandson.
Yeah, Toshi.
Toshi, and he's jacked.
Toshi
Hirohito, he's jacked out of his mind.
Like, right, right. So then this is what happens.
And you have to go on a journey to find Toshi
No, there's also this is what happens. There's a scene in the movie
yeah.
where I go to the bathroom and I take off my shirt
mm-hmm.
and I do a thing.
What?
Like, because he's Jack, right?
He's so strong.
So I go, and I do a thing, and I do this,
mm-hmm.
and a couple, like I'm 16,
mm-hmm.
a couple little muscles go, boop, boop, right? Boop. And I go, that's my dad.
That's your destiny.
Because I can see little pet, you know, like little abs.
You squeeze really hard, and then abs come out,
yeah,
and then.
Like, pop, 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 right? And I'm like this, and I'm like, that's my dad.
Just a little fart comes out as
Why?
The abs are forming.
Why?
Because that's the comedy part of you. You're gonna flex and be like, that's my destiny. And the scene goes,
right? And the muscles go down.
They go down right as you fart.
So it's just fart.
It's fart air.
Bubble.
It's fart air.
In my skin. That makes it's not even muscle. It's fart. Yeah. Right, right.
And we cut to you on an airplane going to go see your real father.
Yeah, but is there a scene where I go to Kate?
No, you forget about them.
She's a princess, so I go to.
She's the. Yeah, she's
not queen yet. Because it goes, Charles is going to be king, and then he has to die. And
they're both dead. William. At this point, they're totally both dead.
Oh, so William is king.
100%.
She's princess. She's not a queen.
Well, yeah. I don't know how that works.
It works that way. I think, like, Queen Elizabeth's husband is Prince Philip.
Right.
Okay.
Wait.
He just died.
Who gets to be queen?
Remember that guy?
Yeah, and they drove him home?
Yeah.
Bring
For
up
the
that
last
picture
20 years,
of Prince Philip.
He was dead.
Look at this. Right Left the hospital. Feeling good. Look That's at, that one, the middle photo. The one in the car. Where is it? Oh, yeah, well, go to the far right.
Yeah, the one in the car.
Look at this one. Feeling good.
Feeling good.
Feeling
Dude,
great.
Dude, he's not dead there?
He's dead there, dead there.
He's got to be dead there.
Look, his eyes are stitched open. They put in stuff to be like, hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold
yeah.
it. Hold it.
Yeah. Do you think he looks in the mirror and says, just
You know what they gave him?
Die.
They just put smelling salts like we did under his nose. Like, just for the picture so they could get him home.
My God, he lived forever. 99 he was.
99.
99 years old he was.
There's another one where they try to really doctor him up there. Do you see him in the suit with the blue tie?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Oh, my God. It's like.
Dude, zoom in, please.
Yeah.
Big that up.
Yeah. You know what they did? They photoshopped his eyes and just put it on the Emperor's eyes in Star Wars. You know what I mean?
That's what it looks
like. We don't need CGI. Just use Prince Philip's eyes.
Apparently, if you're a part of a royal family that has hundreds of years of incestual mating, you live long. Because they all live a long time.
Yeah, but he...
How come when there's incestual mating like in the South, it's really sad? And some reason in England, it's
because
they,
I don't
they
don't
long.
Do they don't do brother and sister.
They right, do they cousins. Do cousins. Yeah, they did
right?
cousins.
Right, so it's like right. the ones in the South, go, you know what I mean, just fuck their brother or their mom or whatever.
Never mind. It's always brother. I think it's brothers or sisters or...
It's never mom?
I don't think it's ever the mom. I don't think the mom is ever... Probably sometimes... No, if anything, it's the dad.
Yuck, I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, it's gross. Anyway, well, that's what the royal family. So this is what, so you came from.
That's came my grandfather. That's my great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather, right? Wait.
That's my great, yeah, great.
Great.
Not my grandfather, my great-grandfather.
Your great-grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
So look at that, Rudy. That's your great-grandpa
and
yourself
we have, there's
as well.
A scene. Maybe we shoot this in, oh, this is, he's already dead. But maybe in the movie, he's.
Come back to life.
No, a ghost.
Oh, and he haunts you.
Yeah, no, and every time I see him, he wants to say something like encouraging. Mm-hmm. But whenever I see him, because he looks like that, I just run.
Yeah, you freak out.
Right?
So he's got all the advice, and you just can't.
Yeah,
you
I go,
can't.
Ah! You know, and I fucking get the fuck out of there, because that would scare the shit out of me. His ghost. But so I go to Japan, and I find Toshi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What happens?
Toshi doesn't want anything to do with you. So you say, well, I'll fight you to the death.
What?
You'll fight him to the death. He goes, because he's like, you're not my son. And you're like, I am your son.
Yeah.
Look. And you show him the muscle thing.
Right.
He sees it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you're not my son.
No, or he could
turns
go.
His back on
he
you.
Could go like this. Huh. He can go, you're not, after I go, right?
Yeah.
He can go, you're not my son. See?
Do
and he does
do
it.
Do an accent when you're gonna, if you're going to do the Japanese.
You're not my son.
You're not my son.
You're not my son.
Yeah.
See? And he does it. And what if he does?
A fart comes out for him.
That's the connection.
I told you, Dad.
I fucking told you. They're not muscles. They're fart bubbles. Those are fart bubbles on your skin, you fucking bastard.
This feels like a short story from like Roald Dahl or something like that. Out of where the sidewalk ends.
Anyway, I love The Crown.
It's good, huh?
It's a pretty good show.
It is a good show.
Didn't like the fourth season. The Diana stuff. Ah, it's sad.
Because it's depressing as shit because they had her killed. It's nuts. Dude, I've been so...
They didn't have him killed. Come on.
100% she was killed.
She was not killed.
Do you know anything about Princess Diana?
Yeah, I saw the documentary.
Do you think that they had her killed or do you think it was a total accident?
I think they have them killed.
They
who?
Had her killed.
Who?
The family.
No, they didn't, dude.
She was a commoner. They
That's
didn't
blasphemy,
like her.
Dude.
They didn't like her, dude. They didn't. They
oh, you
never
said,
liked
you think
her.
That like Henry's wife, Meghan Markle's going to get killed?
No, it's because it's too late. Also, Meghan
what?
Markle... Also, Meghan Markle's not going to become... She's Wait. Not anything.
All right.
Because she's the youngest.
Well, she's the princess of Sussex.
That's nothing, dude.
That's big.
I'm the Sussex. Princess of Sussex, by the way.
I'm the prince of Essex.
I'm the princess of Muffocks. Of Muffocks. And she's a Buffocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, see, if they were going to kill anybody, they would have killed Kate. But they love Kate because she comes from high status. See what I'm saying?
Well, no, they all was checked off on her.
I know.
They all encouraged it.
I know, but my point is Charles... cheated on what's her name with, you know, the girl he was with. Who was he just with?
Camilla.
Yeah, with Diana. So the family hated her because they were still like going back and forth.
Yeah.
In the middle of all this shit.
Yeah.
That's why they had her killed. Dude, they had her clipped.
They didn't have her killed.
Did they have her clipped, Rudy? You voice your opinion on it. She saw the documentary.
Yeah, they had the clip.
They had her clippered.
They have
they
a what? They have a clip.
They have a clip.
Or they have her. They had her clip.
Let's roll the clip of the murder.
Let me. What did you say?
Clip.
Can I just see what she did the other day? Just, I always have to do a little alert.
She's here less and less and less mentally.
I know. But yesterday was the worst.
What happened?
So they came home from the beach.
What beach? Malibu.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica Chacabra.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah. So when they're going up the stairs, I go, here's my chance. So I pretend I was dead. I go, here's my chance. So I laid on the ground, right?
Why would you do that?
Dead.
You just laid down on
I
the
just
ground?
Laid down like I was dead.
Did you put any blood out or anything?
No. But I made my body like as if I was like fell in a weird way.
Right. Down the stairs?
No. Just up in the living room.
Well, they wouldn't buy that
so,
then. Would you had a heart attack?
Maybe.
I get it. Maybe you could.
So I'm laying there and I can see her. She can see me from the kitchen.
Who can?
Her.
Oh, right.
She's putting stuff away or whatever.
Right.
She looks at me. She still does her thing. Then she eventually goes, Tito Bobby, like, no.
No, are you okay?
Nothing.
Is everything all right?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
So let me ask you something real.
You didn't believe it at all?
I didn't.
What did you think he was doing? Sleeping?
I saw his eyes open and closed.
Oh, you're not good at playing dead.
Bro, how
you're not good at playing dead.
Andrew.
Do it right now. Do die right now.
That's what she saw.
That didn't look good.
All right, okay.
No, that's not what your face does. No. Yeah. That's more like it. Like you're sucking a little penis or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, trembling lip. You're dead.
Oh.
I'll go dead for you. Ready? Okay, this is me dead.
No.
No?
No.
That's motionless.
You're falling asleep in a movie theater.
This is me falling asleep in a movie theater.
No, you're drunk. You're drunk.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
This is me dead.
Yep, you're dead. You're sucking an angel's dick. So anyway, she didn't see my eyes. And my point is that she doesn't care.
She did see your eyes, didn't you?
She
Why don't
care.
You care if Tito Bob passed away?
I would care.
Oh, wait a minute. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Rudy update. Did what's-his-name hit you back on Instagram?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He thought it was me.
What?
He thought it was me saying it.
Yeah.
What Bob said?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say again? What did we say?
Bring it out again.
Yeah, I want to see it. Was he mad?
No.
Are you guys still chatting? Iñigo?
Have you been chatting with him?
What's his name? Diego?
Diego.
Diego?
Diego.
You guys aren't chatting anymore?
No.
Why not? Did he blow it?
I don't know. He's just busy.
He's busy?
This girl.
You're a famous podcast star. How is he busier than you?
Bro.
What does he do?
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
She's going to be living at our house
forever.
For the rest of her life.
Yeah, forever. I feel it.
She's going to be just... that girl.
I'm okay with that.
What are you getting angry for?
Read what he
because
said.
Because you have every opportunity to meet guys, but anyway, go ahead.
Reread what Bobby said that he thought you said.
Okay.
Okay.
Tito Bobby said over 1,000 suns.
Oh yeah, how long
that was a good word.
Yeah, I like that.
By the way, you looked hella ripped on the beach,
hella beach,
Yeah.
Okay, what did he say?
He said, "You lying."
You lying?
Yeah, you lying.
And you should have wrote back, no cap.
I don't say that.
Do you know what no cap means? Wait,
no
let's
lie.
See if Bobby knows. Oh, did you
no
know?
No lie.
You go didn't ahead. Know it. I know you didn't know.
I didn't know, but let's move on.
All right.
So what else?
No cap, dog. So what did he say?
He said, you lying. And then I said, Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew said that.
And then what?
And he said, I'm honestly kind of surprised. It sounds like something you'd say.
Ooh, see, we formulated that so good.
And then what'd you say after that?
High five.
And I said I would never say anything like that. Ha ha.
Dude, imagine reading that.
I would never say anything like that.
You know how bad he felt?
How many ha's? Two ha's? Ha and ha?
Ha ha.
That's so lame.
It's so lame.
And that was the end of this conversation?
There's more, but...
Is there any discussions of like coming up to LA
and hanging out?
Movie? There is.
He said that if I was in San Diego, then we should hang out, and if he's in LA, we should hang out. Also.
No shit! What a stupid. No, he should make the effort.
Give the guy a break.
No, I don't give a fuck, Diego. Get on the fucking train.
Give the guy a fucking break.
No, listen up, Diego. Get on the fucking Pacific Coastliner. Okay, it's the train that comes up here. Take your ass on the train. Get to downtown LA. Get in a fucking Uber and get your ass over to their house. You understand me? Pick her up in the Uber. Go to the movies. Do people go to the movies right now?
They do. She went to a movie.
You do?
Quiet Place too.
Take her to the movies. Go see a movie that's out. Drop her back off and get back on the fucking train. Get the fuck down to Oceanside. DoorDash!
I'll tell you what, Matt, pal.
What's up, baby?
I'm going to Hawaii in a week, and I can't wait because... I only use DoorDash in Hawaii.
But this is funny because people might think we're kidding. Every time we talk on the phone, he's literally just ordered something to his hotel room from DoorDash.
Yeah. They literally are the fastest one in every place that I go to, the fastest one, the most used.
I like the app because I think the app is the easiest to use. I don't like some of the other apps are annoying. If you forgot something, if you need snacks, drinks, household essentials.
Deodorant.
30 minutes or less now.
Pizza.
Chinese food.
Whatever you need.
No matter what you're craving, DoorDash can give it to you. They connect you with the restaurants you love right now, right to your door. You can get grocery essentials with DoorDash, get drinks, snacks, and everything else that we said. Over 300,000 partners. What do you get? Foot fungus powder. Foot cream. Yeah, you do get
a
lot of that.
Foot cream.
So 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia, and you support your neighborhood go-tos from your favorite local restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory, and many, many more.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021. Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for a 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
Upstart.
Hey, if you're carrying a credit card balance every month, it feels like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt. It stinks. Me and Bobby have been in debt before.
Oh, my God.
So much. What was the most debt you were ever in?
$250,000.
Are you joking? That's insane. What did you do?
I didn't pay taxes.
Anyway, I had $16,000
if you dread looking at your credit card statements, and I wish I had Upstart back then when I had
financial problems, would have helped you get out of it.
Right? You're not alone. Debt can feel crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom. And it's such a great kind of freedom.
Yeah, it is great because Americans experienced financial hardship last year because of you know what. And Upstart's going to help you regain
COVID,
your footing,
right?
Man. Yeah, that's exactly what I was referencing. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. Consolidate into one.
Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score and is expanding access to affordable credit.
Yep. Unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan. With 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 and $50,000.
My God.
That would have been great for me. I was $16,000 in debt. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided by your loan application. Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You can do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. You hear about that TikToker that got shot in the movie theater in Orange County?
Yeah, two of them. It was a man and
being in quarantine and for a year. You finally go to a fucking movie.
And you get shot.
And you get shot. Oh, it's the worst story. But, let's move on.
But also, but let me say this.
What?
But this is why I don't like this stuff, and I'm being genuine. They went to see The Purge, right? It was The Purge.
They deserve to get shot. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you said it. I know. That movie is all about killing off people.
Who cares, dude?
What does that mean? It gives the impetus to psychopaths to do something.
Oh, really? So if I'm watching, You Got Mail, and then there's going to be a bunch of, white Karens in there? I mean...
Probably. That's who goes to see You Got Mail.
No, there's just a bunch of people watch different
Two
kinds
Dead
of
and Random Shooting at Purge movie. Yeah, it was at the Purge. It was at going to see The Purge. But The Purge's whole film basis is about clearing out society.
We're watching Lord of the Rings, and some guy's dressed up as a wizard, and they're doing fucking...
I would love it.
It just doesn't... whatever movie it is...
I'm saying usually these happen in violent.
You're
films.
Right because there was one in
Batman.
Batman was Batman.
Yeah, man. There's usually violent films.
You're right.
Unfortunately.
So don't watch violent films.
I don't. Let me tell you something.
In a movie theater,
that shouldn't be the world we live in. But disgustingly, I would stay at home to watch these films. Matt Damon was just complaining about how there is no such thing as the next generation is not going to know about movie theaters, and it's like, yeah, no shit. A, home entertainment systems now are so nice. Why the fuck would I pay $25 for a movie ticket?
You're right.
I'm not leaving my house.
Like, she saw The Quiet Place 2 at the movie theater. I just saw it on my fucking Paramount Plus.
I watched it on my iPad.
Yeah.
How much was the tickets now? How much are they now?
It was...
California's different, by the way,
$11.
That's it?
Yeah.
Because you're like under 12 or something?
No,
I don't know. Get away with that. She's like, I'm under 12.
Can I just ask you this, though? This is a real question.
Mm.
But it's like there was in the 90s when... television, was showing a lot of stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
That's when comedy clubs started dying in the early 90s.
Yep.
Do you think, though, that – and now people are starting to come out to live shows because there's a difference between watching a live show and –
But stand-up is a live performance. Live performances will never go away. But you're watching a film is going
to
be tough.
Yeah, but isn't there something to watching a scary movie with a big crowd?
Not when there's the fear of getting shot in the head.
That's true.
Because stand-up, live performance will always be good. Theater will always be good. Broadway will always be there. Live music will... I mean, did you see Lollapalooza? Did you see COVID-2? Mm-hmm. Look at pictures of Lollapalooza in Chicago. That you know, like one of the biggest musical festivals.
They just did one?
Bro, shoulder to shoulder, neck to neck. Look at the images they just had. Dude, it's... look at this. Nets.
That was recently?
This just happened.
Dude. No.
Over this past weekend.
No.
Yes, dude, it just happened. This is Rona.
Dude. Rona, dude.
Look at that, dude. Look
Rona
at that.
Right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is Ventilator City right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're back. We're back. Shows are back and stuff. I'm saying this will never die. Live show, live music will never die.
Yeah. No,
you'll never take that away.
But who played?
You know who did? At Lollapalooza? Yeah. I don't know. Look up the lineup there. Click on one of the posters right there, Pete. You have 2021 up. Foo Fighters, Post Malone, Tyler, yes. The Creator, Miley, yeah. Cyrus, DaBaby, Marshmello, Illenium, Journey, Megan Thee Stallion, Roddy Ricch, K-Tradonna,
okay,
Brockhampton,
that's
Playboy Cardi,
that's fine.
Young Thug,
yeah.
Limp Bizkit, Modest Mouse, yeah. Jack Harlow, Polo G, Trippie Redd, Suicide Boys, Alice in Wonderland, Slander, Steve Aoki, Brittany Howard and Band of Horses,
okay.
Jimmy Eat World, Dermot Kennedy, Young the Giant, Lav Jivan, Angels and Airwaves, Ian Dior, St. John, All Time Low, Mount Joy, Mark Ribier, who's a good friend.
Keep going. You're going to do the whole thing. I have OCD.
Whitney,
if you don't,
Dominic Fike,
do
Surfaces,
okay.
Touch of Me, Juaz, Freddie Gibbs, the Front Bottoms. Did they steal that from us? The Front Bottoms. Big Wild, Kim Petras, Yellow Claw, Subtronics, Oliver Heedens, Kaya Cash, Oliver Tree, Omar Apollo, Ash, LP, Arizona Survivors, Zade Crab, Earth Gang, Rico Nazi, Jamfaka, Jacob Banks, White Reaper, all right, Peekaboo, Oliver O'Brien, Overpack, Princess Nokia,
okay.
Princess Nokia, Cautious
Please
Clay,
stop.
Dayglow, Trevor Daniel, Flow Me, Bop Beep, Flop, Bop Beep,
flip. Okay, but can I just ask you?
And last on the list, yeah. Jake Doobie.
Okay. How bad does Jake Doobie feel?
Sucks.
Like, he gets called, you're going to be in Lollapalooza. Really? Yeah.
Yeah,
he looks
Jake
at the
Doobie.
Poster, and he's the last,
dead last.
Guy out of 10,000 names.
Let's see him.
Yeah, yeah.
There he is, Jake Doobie, right there.
Yeah.
Right, click on him. There's Jake Doobie.
Yeah.
Jake Doobie. Jake Doobie.
Right, so then he shows up at Lollapalooza. They don't even give him a trailer. Right? So he's just kind of standing next to the bathroom.
Just in an empty porta potty.
Yeah, and he's leaning, and people are like, who is that guy? That's Jake Doobie.
Is that Jake Doobie?
Is that Jake Doobie? What is he doing here?
I'm set to go on in 20.
No.
Wait, look
if
at the real...
Last, dude, if he's last on the thing, he's at 3 in the morning.
Well, he's in one of the far tents on
oh,
the
yeah,
other
yeah,
side.
Oh, yeah,
of,
yeah, yeah. The mini tent.
The mini tents.
Yeah. Is that where the bathroom is? No, that's just where Jake Doobie's doing his show.
This is so mean. Poor Jake Doobie.
Oh, we love Jake Doobie.
Find out he's a huge fan of ours.
Oh, my God.
Wait, let me find out the real Jake Doobie, because that obviously is not him, Pete, clearly.
That's not Jake Doobie.
Just Jake Doobie, musician. Yeah, music. Oh, I guess that's Jake Doobie right there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's when you... Okay, I'm just going to say...
Wait, that is when Jake Doobie. That's really him.
When you Google an artist's names and there's only 3 photos of him...
Jake
It can't
Doobie.
Be good.
No, but that...
I feel
that,
bad, but... Like, when the, who's
what
that woman? Who's that woman down there?
That's Jake Dubois. That's his sister.
Yeah.
That's Jacinda Doobie. Here's Jake Doobie. That actually is. And here's his... Whoa. Okay. This makes no sense.
Oh, yeah.
His one song on Spotify has 2,300 plays. That's it. 2,300.
Wow.
That's and Alive has what?
Daddy Why You Die has more plays.
Way more plays. Yeah. I know we're going to have to blank this out, but let's hear for a second of it. This is Jake Doobie. We'll just play some other music over it so the listeners know.
Yeah.
We'll play Daddy Why You Die over this.
Daddy, I love you.
I would run to this. This is the music I run to when I go running.
Oh, really? So you're... Oh, I thought you... this is what I thought you meant. I thought this is what you meant.
I see...
Shout out to Jake Doobie. I like your music,
yeah.
Jake Doobie.
This is what I thought you meant.
I see you in a coffee shop.
I thought you meant I'd run to him, that you're watching the Foo Fighters, but then you hear that song, and you ran to the tent to go see him. Jake Doobie's playing everybody.
I'm coming, Jake Doobie.
I see you in a coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah. He only has one song, so you show up, and it's like the last.
And then it's,
I see you in a coffee shop.
Thank you, as I get to the tent.
Yeah, and you, do it again, can you do it again?
Doobie, one more time.
I feel so bad for Jake Doobie.
I like
we love
Jake
you.
Doobie. Jake
download
Doobie.
His fucking song.
You know what? Let's promo Jake Doobie.
Jake
Guys,
Doobie's the best.
Go download Jake Doobie's song, I See You in the Coffee Shop. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be the name
yeah,
of the fucking
yeah.
song. No, the song is called Run Into You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how weird. I said I would run to it. Run Into You.
Let me see the Lollapalooza the list again.
If you show it, I'm going to read it all.
Yeah, no, no,
don't
no,
do
no,
it. Laundry
zoom
Day.
In at the,
Moby
zoom,
Rich.
Zoom in at the down at Jake Doobie. The Aqua Dolls.
I know who they are. Oh, Tyler and Post Malone, Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters still killing it. Dude, see how dominatory he is?
Who?
The Foo Fighters are still relevant. It's been 30 years,
it's
dude.
It's incredible.
Well, not yeah, maybe 30 years now,
yeah,
right?
It's incredible.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Some of their albums are just like, just classics.
I mean.
Classics.
Dave Grohl might be the most talented musician of our generation that I've been alive, since I was alive. Who's it, lasted longer than him?
But it's also funny. It's like he's the drummer of, you know who Dave Grohl is?
No.
Take it. Oh, don't tell her. Okay, Dave Grohl is in the band Foo Fighters. Show a picture
singer.
Of Dave Grohl. But he's a multi-talented musician. I want you to guess what band he was in first, because he was in the most popular.
I know.
What?
Nirvana.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
How did you know? Did you see it?
He read it.
You read it.
She read it on the thing.
No! Because I listened to Nirvana and I saw his face.
Really? What song do you like from Nirvana?
Lithium.
Ooh, Lithium is a good song.
Yeah.
How would you like Smells Like Teen Spirit? You do? Down and out. Down and out. Down and out. Sing it. Down and out. Sing it right now.
I only know the chorus. When the lights off, it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
There's no such thing.
You're so stupid.
There's no thing as political violence. Political murder.
We do got to help you with your English accent. Try it again. Try it really with
that's
English.
How she sounds, Margaret
no,
Thatcher.
No, dude, she sounds like a British woman.
There's no such thing as political murder, political violence.
Political violence?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Political violence?
Political no violence? Thing?
Yeah. Try South African.
Do one first and I'll do it.
South Africa. It sounds like this, bro.
South Africa.
South Africa, bro.
South Africa, bro.
South Africa. Ifrika.
This thing is political violence, bro. This thing is political
there's
murder,
such thing
bro.
As political violence, bro.
Bro. There's no such thing as political murder, bro.
Bro.
There's no such thing as political bombings, bro.
Now do Hawaii. You know Hawaiian, dude. You're there all the time.
You go first.
No such thing, bras. Tell political violence.
Jamaican. You fucker.
I always go to Jamaican.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as political violence, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Should we do our Chinese portion? No, we've been learning Mandarin. We've been learning Mandarin, and we want to apologize.
I have one story. I have one last story.
I'm doing my best, John Cena. We're apologizing to China right now because they're mad at us. Do you
Why?
Know this? Chinese government wrote us a letter to cease and desist this show.
Why?
Fancy, what did they say? The Chinese government wrote us. They didn't want us to do the show anymore. What did they say, Fancy?
Bad friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say Bob is very disrespectful toward
the Chinese people.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have apparently they've got
ching
a whole
ching chong
stuff. That's what they said. You said that one time, and then I think they got really mad about it.
I never said ching chong.
We've got a couple.
Really?
Of clips.
You know how many times you've done an Asian accent on the show?
Out of respect for you?
No, not out of respect. You go, oh, fuck you, man.
Never done that.
Yeah, you did. Oh, you've done it.
I've never. What are
yes,
that's,
you? Yes,
see,
have.
That seems racist.
So
what you're doing?
Ooh, you
that seems
know.
Racist.
That's what you do.
No, I do that
you've
when
done
I'm
it before.
When I'm impersonating you.
Yeah, and then you had that one guy call me, right?
What guy?
I can't tell you the guy's name, but there was a guy that you made do an Asian accent on the phone.
He was Asian.
He wasn't.
Yes, he was.
I found out who it was, and it was a fucking Hispanic guy.
It is a Hispanic guy.
Exactly. So you do.
But if
so the letter's towards you.
But China doesn't care about me because I'm not Asian.
What did the Ching Chong say? No, what did the Ching Chong say? Tell me what the Ching Chong. Was the email going Ching Chong, Ching Chong, Ching Chong, or was it in English?
It was in English.
It was in English. Yeah.
Read it to me then.
It broke in English, so I.
Read it to me.
Read it, fans.
I don't have it here. I have to paraphrase.
Okay, paraphrase.
Okay.
Bad friends, you guys are going to be prohibited in China.
We're not going to be able
you.
To stream in China.
Do we have any fans there?
YouTube. We're
you
in China.
You guys have a few people there, yeah. A few
we do. We definitely get China streams,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
Mostly because of Bobby Lee's attitude towards Asians in general.
That's bad to hear, Bob. Is that how you want us to live our careers?
Stop.
Okay, I'm looking right now. Here you go. Top listening countries to Bad Friends. U.S., Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, Sweden, New Zealand, Ireland, Norway, Germany, Netherlands, Denmark, Finland, Puerto Rico, Iceland, South Africa, Mexico, Japan, France, Austria, Belgium, Philippines, Spain, Singapore, Switzerland, South Korea, India, Saudi Arabia, Italy, Portugal, Poland, Hong Kong, Iran, Brazil, United Arab Emirates, Israel, Malaysia, Romania, Czech Republic, Taiwan, Thailand, Guam, Estonia, Hungary, Vietnam, Indonesia, Kuwait, Chile, Greece, Russia, Slovenia, Latvia, Turkey, Serbia, Egypt, Argentina, Costa Rica, Qatar, Croatia, Morocco, Iraq, Slovakia, Ukraine, Colombia, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Kenya, Peru, Panama, Jamaica, Bahrain, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, and Malta. China's not on here.
Yeah, because you guys were banned.
We got banned because of you. So thanks a lot. Now China can't stream us.
Can I regroup?
You can
I can save it.
Well, then try to apologize and regroup.
Okay. Dear China. Is that how you say it?
I think dear China.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you say dear China.
Yeah, my Chinese. I'm not Chinese, so I can't say Chinese people. I'm going to say dear Asians.
Yeah.
Dear Asians who happen to be in China.
Dear Asians who currently live in China.
Yeah. Which is, okay, dear Asians who happen to be Chinese who live in China.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love you, right? I love your sweet and pungent shrimp.
Love sweet and pungent shrimp.
Yeah. I love your sweet and pungent shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I love the New York style egg rolls.
New York style egg rolls are so good.
The fucking best.
Better than the best.
And I know that it's not you Chinese people that created the New York Chinese.
That's American Chinese.
That's American Chinese, but still you are the foundation in which that New York came up from.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean?
It has to be
You're
based
influential.
On something.
It's like the Beatles like was influenced by some jazz, I guess, or blues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Beatles played homage to
Chinese people are the Beatles of egg rolls. Yeah.
Right. So congratulations. Thank you so much for Chow Yun Fat.
Chow Yun Fat. Shout out to Chow Yun Fat.
Crouching Tiger.
So good.
Yeah. And whatever.
Everything.
Everything that he's done.
Everything he's that he's done. He's
right.
Phenomenal.
Thank you so much for Jet Li.
Love.
Thank you so much for Jackie Chan.
Love.
Thank you so much for the martial arts.
Yep.
Dude, it's like without the martial arts.
Taekwondo.
Yeah. It goes like, I'll tell you in terms of like self-defense, it goes guns.
Guns are the best.
Best, right?
Yeah.
It goes semi-automatic guns, rockets, warheads.
Yeah.
In terms of that, right?
Right.
And then it goes to, like, knives.
Swords, knives,
those types of things,
yeah.
Right?
Cutlery.
Yeah, and then hi-ya is third.
Third.
Hi-ya is third. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're in a Chinese village somewhere.
My head fell off again.
I don't know.
This is the fifth time you've done this.
Exactly. Here's another thing is, I'm sorry. There's things I'm sorry about.
What are you sorry for?
I'm sorry about the earthquakes.
Well, you didn't cause them.
I know, but there's a lot of people that got damaged from it. You know what I mean?
There is.
Oh, congratulations on the wall. In fact,
it's great.
In fact, I want to invite you to make our wall. Because you guys made that wall thousands of years ago. We can't even.
There's holes in our walls.
There's fucking people are climbing over it.
Imagine.
Why don't you guys make our wall?
Donald Trump. We'll get the Chinese to build it. They built a wall, great wall.
Yeah.
It was long.
Here's another thing about
the dear Chinese people, China. You want to come below?
Yeah. Thank you so much for the clothes. Right.
Technology. Sign off to China. Say thank you, China.
Ching chong. Dang dang ching chong. I love, dude. Here's the thing. Let's go back to the Asian thing.
Yeah.
Is that? So there's this new generation of kids that are woke.
Sure.
Right. So I've had like people like Ali Wong come up to me.
Yeah.
And go, it's so crazy the kind of shit that you used to audition for.
Yeah.
And the stuff that was available to you and you were able like to survive in that world. Like 95% of the things that I was offered is with Asian accents or some demeaning role.
Sure.
Right? And I'm getting way better shit now.
Of course.
But so there was a time in the world where I had to survive in show business by playing this little game, you know, of being like talking about where my race and making fun of it and this and that.
Yeah,
and
you
also
had to stay
like
alive.
Trying to, you know, fight against it. It was a weird kind of place that I was in.
Of
right.
Course.
And so a lot of my humor, guys like Ronnie Chang probably don't talk about their race and this and that.
Uh-huh.
But I still make fun of it and stuff. And I think is that really China mad or no?
No, of course not. They don't even know we exist. Less than 1%.
Then why did we do that?
Just for a gag.
Oh, then I don't know. Well, forget what I just said then.
Yeah. No, but what you're saying is what we've said on the show before. Look, when we make any of those jokes, it's just out of love.
ShipStation. Oh, I love ShipStation. You know, I use ShipStation in my own private businesses. Bad Friends.
Bad Friends.
And I also
and
have
belly.
It on my belly. And
right.
It's just the most reliable service.
It is, man. Look, if you're selling your crafts online.
It's the best.
This is the only place that you should be using right now is ShipStation. They make it easy to manage your orders and get products out the door so you can get back to doing what you really love, is growing the business.
It's also the number one choice of online sellers. You can import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier using ShipStation's deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task.
It's not a mystery. Over 100,000 online sellers are choosing ShipStation. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website, they funnel all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone.
You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers like UPS, FedEx, USPS. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time.
It's incredible, man. Ship more in less time for a lot less money. Use our offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial. 2 months for free.
Oh, my God.
No hassle. Stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in
Bad Friends.
That's ShipStation.com, offer code Bad Friends.
Make ship happen.
Keeps!
You know, I have a private friend named somebody.
Who? Andres?
Yeah, somebody.
All right.
And this is for him. Okay, so Keeps right? If you have hair loss for men,
we all
Keeps
do.
Will save you.
It does, man.
Yeah. 2 out of 3 men, Andreas, will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35.
Yep.
More than 50, Andreas, don't feel bad, because more than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. And there are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers both, Andreas.
They offer a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months, so you don't got to leave your home. Look, every dude has thinning hair as they get older. We all do. That's what happens. Low-cost treatments start at just $10 a month, and Keeps offers generic versions, so it's not super expensive. Discreet packaging, proven results. They have more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is the key. Keep that hair. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast.
If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to Keeps, that's KEEPS.com/badfriends.
To receive your first month of treatment for free, that's Keeps, KEEPS.com/badfriends. To get your first month free, KEEPS.com/badfriends.
Are you going to congratulate her or no?
What did she do?
They won their first gold.
The Philippines won their first gold. What was it in?
Weightlifting, the girl.
A medalist briefly accused of being part of plot against Duarte. Duterte. What is Duterte?
The president.
Oh, that's the president of the Philippines?
He is.
They were trying to kill him?
Bro. No. Duterte?
Duterte.
Is one of the worst leaders on planet Earth.
Does he kill his own people?
He makes lists, right? And he does it.
Let's get on his list, you and I.
No, I don't want to be on his list because I want to go there.
So what? Let's get on his list. Let's fight him. You think we can't fight Duterte? We'll fight him and win.
No, we're not.
How big is the Philippine army, really?
Dude,
it's 17 dudes.
You don't want to fuck with Duterte.
Why don't you want to fuck with Duterte? Why can't
because
I fuck with Duterte?
Because they do shit like, you know what I mean? If like
torture stuff?
No, but like if like for instance, like a social media girl in the Philippines, right, says something bad about him, and then she goes like scuba diving, they'll just find her dead body floating in the ocean.
Oh yeah, cool mafia shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They do shit like that.
We do that in America. We're just better at hiding
it. I know. We don't hide it. But like, so she won the first gold.
For weightlifting. Do you know what she lifted?
I don't know.
This is the pride of your fucking country, and you don't know anything about this?
I know her first name.
What is it?
Heidelin.
And what's her last name?
I forgot.
Good. That's good. The first gold medal in the history of your country.
But when she wins, you cannot, you have to shed a tear. It's, she makes... She made, like, Joe Coy went crazy. He nodded. Joe Coy went, oh, he nodded all over his belly. Like, he went, people went crazy, dude.
Is Joe Coy a hero in the Philippines?
A lot of people like him.
When she won, and she came, because I think she was outspoken against Duterte, right?
Yeah.
And
good for her.
Because they get no money. Like before, no, before
Olympians,
her training, she's training in a field that there's no, you know what I mean? There's no facility.
You already have the gold. Forget them. Gold is gold. And it would be good for you to just let bygones be bygones and dwell solely on your victory. That's what the Philippine president said. Ah.
It's crazy, right?
He's trying to say, like, you gotta shut your mouth
back,
or we'll kill you.
And they're like, they gave her like $200,000. You know that? Mm. And some guy that owns like property goes, I'll give you this apartment that's worth $250,000. So she got a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I hope so. She's the only gold medalist. The gold medal, they should treat her like she's the queen.
Yeah. There must be like murals.
There should be.
They're just making murals about her.
Let's see how much weight she lifted. Can I find out?
Well, just look at the video.
Oh, sure.
Of her winning. Just, you know, this is her moment.
This is it.
For gold.
Hang on.
Did she jerk it?
She's crying.
Diaz did. Three white lights. It's gold for the Philippines.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely unbelievable.
Dude.
At long last.
Yeah, I actually do, too.
The Philippines with its first ever Olympic gold medal in any sport. And it comes in women's weightlifting.
When she gets on to the flip, she gets handed like three chickens. That's all she gets. Get three chickens and a boar.
It's not that impressive. So.
What? Why?
It's just heavy stuff above your head.
Bro. Okay.
That's just heavy stuff above her head.
Okay. Have you seen Taekwondo?
I love Taekwondo.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
What do you mean? Olympic Taekwondo?
Yeah. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Clearly, I'm joking. That this is very impressive.
It's very
impressive. She won a gold medal.
Yeah. Thank you.
We've got great news. George Kimmel no longer has more followers on Instagram than Fancy B.
We did it. You know what?
Bad Friends Family. We did it. Fancy B officially has 20,000 followers.
And what does George have?
George has 17,000.
Oh, and he'll never catch up.
Never. Guys, we want to keep this going. Follow Fancy B. Show the page
because,
again.
Because, you know,
Fancy B.
Bad Friend Rudy has almost 80,000.
And I want Fancy to catch up.
Let's get to 80,000 with Fancy.
We got to post a little bit more, though.
Can I just say something else then?
Uh-huh.
I think anyone following George listening right now, unfollow.
Unfollow George.
Please unfollow. I want him to go lower, right? So that we can get him a little cushion, right? So I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to look directly into the camera, right? Because I'm kind of like a shaman in many ways.
Correct.
Right? And I'm a good luck charm.
Correct.
So to our listeners, we're very grateful for what you've done.
Big time.
Right? We have the best fans in the whole world.
Yep.
But I also have connections with the spirit world.
He definitely
does.
And
what I want to say to you is this. If you follow George Kimmel, if you unfollow him, right, good things are going to happen for you this year. You're going to have gifts that you never thought you would receive.
Money.
Some money. If you're single, some
love.
Tang. Some tang.
Some little bit of tang is coming your
way. Some tang, right? If you're a woman, real good dick.
Real good dick.
Like the high quality.
Like.
We would suck it.
We would.
We would suck the dick that you're going to get.
That's what you're going to get.
You're going to get prosper.
Prosperity. Yeah,
health.
Good health.
If you have a limp, limp's gone.
Limp is gone.
Yeah. If you have carpal tunnel, you can play fucking ping pong.
Now you can get back to
ping
pong.
Yeah, get back in there, right? So please, I'm telling you. And if you don't unfollow him.
Oh, my Bob, God. Are you going to tell him what's going to happen?
Yeah. You're going to have joint aches. You'll have joint aches, right?
Oh, no.
You have fever dreams.
Right. Night sweats,
right?
And you're not just going to have wet dreams. Yeah. They're not wet dreams. Yeah. Good. Wet dreams, you're going to piss yourself every night.
Yeah. And what I've also, when I do some of these shaman prophecies,
right?
And I don't know why, but your eyebrow hairs fall off.
They all fall out.
Yeah, they just start falling off.
Oh, no.
Like ash.
What happens to their toes? You said something about
that? They crinkle.
They curl up.
They curl up and crinkle.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and they look real nasty.
Oh, gross.
They look real nasty. Also, what happens is indigestion problems.
Oh, so stomach, tummy stuff.
Yeah, you want stuff? Like, it's like not Crohn's, but Crohn's.
It's Crohn's.
It's close basically to Crohn's. Right? So please, right? I don't want this to happen to you.
Me neither.
So please, and also it's hilarious.
It is very funny.
So please, it's hilarious. So please unfollow George Kimmel.
Here's the goal.
Yeah.
We've got how many months left in the year? Four? What do we got?
Yeah.
August, September, October, November, December. 5 months left.
Yeah.
5 months we've got to get Fancy B
to 80,000.
To 80,000.
And George to 1,000.
And George to 1,000.
I want, that's our goal.
Fancy needs to be near her, and that George needs to be
near an open mic.
An open mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Or below.
Yeah. And, so,
please, God.
Please
guys.
God. Please, God.
We're begging you. We're want this to happen.
Fancy, so I'm going to do a thing. Now it's real.
Wow.
It's real.
Did you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, you felt it, right?
You did, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do one more. Toyo. Oh, shit.
That made it. That's was like
real.
The
you
stamp.
You felt it in your soul.
Right here.
Right, yeah.
Right here.
Your soul went jiggly.
Jiggle jangles.
Jiggle jangles your soul.
Fancy, you got to post more. If this is the deal, he's putting out all this.
No, you know what? My prophecy is this, right?
Oh.
And my thing is, you don't even have to post Fancy. I believe the fans are just going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they're just going to do it.
But also post more, Fancy.
Maybe post more.
Post a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
66 posts is not enough.
It's Fancy B. Period one.
So keep Rudy where she is or gain a few more, but Fancy's got to shoot up. He's got to get...
If Rudy's attitude doesn't change...
Oh, then you're up next on the chopping
block. Yeah, I'll do another prophecy on you, man. Right? But she doesn't care.
Okay, well then we'll delete your account completely.
Yeah. Would you delete your account?
Yeah, if you want.
Oh, so we'll delete it right now then. And you'll be completely fine with it.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She's so cool for to not care. She's too young. The life is so good. Nothing matters.
She has such a great life.
Yeah, and we're just older.
She has to clean cat pee.
Good.
A lot,
dude.
Yeah.
A raccoon pooped on my front doorstep. Unless that was you.
It was me. Yeah, it was me.
I cleaned up.
My poops are raccoon-like.
The biggest pile of shit I've ever seen in my life.
In your front doorstep.
Front door. And I looked on the camera, the security camera.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was me.
It was?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Yeah, would play a good raccoon.
I do ninja shits.
You do ninja shits?
Yeah, yeah. So you can't even see me on the fucking camera. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I flip, shit, flip, out.
Yeah. In and out.
You can't see me.
I cleaned up the biggest pile of shit today and my dog because I...
Would be funny though if you saw me shitting on your front... If it was actually me.
You shitting on my front doorstep?
Would it be funny?
Well, we'd have a shit off.
You want to do a shit off?
We would have one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kalila would be upset.
I would have to clean it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I did a shit off with Ari Shaffir, and it backfired on me.
Didn't he poop in a car? He pooped in someone's car, right?
Not just the car, man. So he saved up a month worth of shit, put it in the freezer.
That's fucking repulsive.
I know, but he did.
He saved his own poop?
In a double bag, brown paper bag.
Oh, my God.
So what he did was he probably a month worth of shit. And then what happened was he put it in the handle of my car. So I did this shit in my fingers. Right? So I'm like, what the fuck? I opened the car, right?
Yeah, you have poop on your hand.
Right. And then he has one on the window. The front window.
One little turd.
Right? So I go, I'll just do the fucking wipers. It was all on the wipers. So it wiped shit all over
the place. It moved poop all over the
place. All over the fucking thing, right? So I went to a 7-Eleven down the street, and I went to a homeless guy, and I go, dude, if I get Windex and paper towels at 7-Eleven, will you clean this? He goes, how much?
You told him it was poop?
It was poop.
You said it was poop.
I go, $50. Nah.
Nah.
I paid him $200.
To clean poop off your car?
Yeah.
You didn't want to go to a professional car wash?
It was at 2 in the morning.
They have those car washes at the gas station.
I don't know how to do that, so I just had the guy.
Played a homeless guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$200?
Yeah.
And did you say there?
He was so bummed doing it. He was like, fucking shit, motherfucking. All this Jew shit. I think he said Jew shit, not me.
He knew.
He knew it was Jew shit.
But wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$200?
Too much?
No, it's pretty good.
It's a good payday for a
homeless. Feels like a fair trade.
Yeah.
How much would it take for you to clean poop off of a car? If I threw poop on Bobby's car... And you had to clean it off. How much does it cost?
I can do it for free.
Oh, that's a Filipino in her.
That is the Filipino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, charge.
No, you have to charge.
Yeah.
100.
100. That's 100, a good rate.
Really?
Less than the bum. Less than a homeless person.
Yeah. You know what? We got to build your self-esteem.
We really do. Hey, man, you don't clean up shit for any less than $500.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
It's so funny because she doesn't like. She doesn't realize that she has a lot of people out there, bad friends,
bad
fans,
friends, fans, yeah,
that lover, right?
To death.
Like if like you played Calusa, right?
I played Calusa, yeah.
If Rudy would have walked up in on that stage, 800 people?
They would have lost it.
Would they have lost it?
Dude, they all asked about it.
They would have lost it.
For you.
And you don't feel anything.
I do.
What do you feel?
Grateful.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy
it. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I am.
Prove it.
Prove it. Why don't you do this? A little message. And this is not comedy. You know what I mean? This is a heartfelt message that you can give to our fans.
To the Bad Friends family.
Right? So, please, the floor is yours.
Look into your...
A public service announcement from Rudy.
Into your camera.
Hello, everyone.
Not a good opening.
Yeah. You got to have something stronger than hello, everyone.
Like what?
From your heart.
Maybe go European, like different language.
That's right.
European?
Yeah.
Why don't you say it in Filipino? What's your language? What's the language?
Talaga.
Tutut.
Tatut.
Pat-pat.
Bisaya.
Bisaya.
Bisaya. Go in and say it in Bisaya.
Let's hear it.
Hello, Ate Kuya. Si Rudy or si Jules ni ganahan ako mo ingon nga.
Sounds like a drunk Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Nanakama na na Hawaiian.
Let me finish.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles
in the way. Go ahead.
Ganahan ako mo ingon nga. Thankful ko and di ko ganahan ni Tito Bobby.
Coconut. I heard coconut.
Yeah, they love coconut.
Mga samukan kay sila. And yeah, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Is there no bye bye in Philippines? And in
what's goodbye?
What's goodbye?
There is a word, but I just say goodbye. I forgot.
Do adults say bye bye to each other?
In the Philippine language, like in that language, right? Do you guys use American words because you just didn't create like what words? Hospital is that?
Nah,
emergency room? Do you just say emergency room? Or you
yeah.
Say, you'll just say emergency room.
They don't have a word for emergency?
I think there is, but it's like a deeper...
meaning?
It's a deep cut. Yeah. You have to really be a fan of the language.
What are some American words that everyone has to use? Because you didn't make one, because you guys are lazy.
There is. It's just a harder word.
A harder word to say?
Yeah.
It's your language. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but in school, they... taught us English, so
yeah, like my dad, right? Growing up, he would go, "You go turn off aircon,
aircon,
yeah,
air conditioner,
right?
Aircon,
orangey.
What's orangey?
Orange juice.
Right. Is that what an orange is?
I don't know.
Orangey.
You go orangey. I'll give him orange juice.
I like that a lot. I gotta tell you, I wish we said that.
Yeah. So there's just certain words that he would like. You know,
he would just shorten up and throw in there.
Like I remember, like. I went to my friend Craig Crawford's house.
Yeah.
And his stepdad, like, we were going out one night.
And his stepdad were going out?
No. But Craig and I were going out.
Oh.
So stepdad, you know how white families, they'll sit down with their son. He's like, hey, guys, so I know you guys are going to party, but, like, make sure you have my number.
Don't drink
and drive. Don't drink and drive.
You can always
don't
call me.
Drug. Always call me. I'm here all night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Totally be safe. Wear your seatbelt, the whole thing, right?
Right.
So I remember one time Craig came to my house. And my dad, his speech was this, don't do.
Don't do? That's it.
Yeah.
Don't do.
Don't do.
And was Craig like,
we won't do it.
We won't do.
We won't do it.
Don't
do.
Don't.
Which is so ambiguous because it's like, now anything.
He doesn't want you to do anything.
Yeah, but if I do anything, it could be the thing that he didn't want us to do.
Of course, that's why he did it.
So like, what did you do tonight? We went to McDonald's. I told you not to do! Right, and just slap me, right?
Would he ever slap Craig? Do you think he ever would hit one of your friends?
No, my brother Steve was with his friend, David Oliver.
Uh-huh.
So my brother had gotten this Casio keyboard thing. It was a sampler.
Yeah, okay.
So you go, hello, right? Right. So they're just in my brother's room playing this thing, laughing. And they were a little too loud. My dad was taking a nap.
Uh-huh.
So my dad ran into the room. Shut up! Right? Completely naked. Right? He takes the Casio keyboard, right? Slams it on my brother's head.
No.
Keys are just flying, right? And then here's the best part.
Yeah.
Throws it down. Now it's just wires. My brother's crying. He turns around, and David and Oliver, my brother, almost got murdered because what they found on my dad was the funniest thing they had ever seen.
What?
My dad had toilet paper sticking out like a Korean like a kite
out of his ass
because my dad always had really moist ass cheeks. So he would sleep with this toilet paper
in his ass.
So he turned around, and then like my brother was crying, but then they tried to cover because they didn't want to get beat again because it was so funny.
Wait, your dad would just put toilet paper in his butt cheeks,
jam
at night?
It right in his fucking ass cheeks.
Do you have to do that? Is that?
But I do have a leaky thing like he does.
You do?
Yeah,
it's hereditary.
Yeah.
Why don't you sleep at night with a diaper or a pad?
I don't refuse to do it.
Why? You're going to get older. It's going to get worse.
No, I have shit stains.
You do?
Yeah.
Do most of your underwear has poop stains?
Yeah.
Right now? MeUndies. We cut to that.
Yeah. But I do have a lot of shit stains. But it's hereditary.
I don't know if that is.
Yeah. Well, you think that I don't finish shitting or I don't know how to wipe?
No, I don't think you wipe properly. It's not finish shitting.
Dude, I do. Hello, tushy. Yeah.
Wait, do you use baby wipes?
Bro, don't be insulting.
Okay, dude. You told me that you have shit in your underwear.
Listen.
You're 50.
I'm telling you right now.
My 50-year-old friend just told me he has poop streaks in his underwear. What do you want me to do? I'm inquiring.
I'm telling you right now, Chacho, right, that it's hereditary.
It's not. Pete, what? Google is poop streak. Is
a leaky anus hereditary.
You don't have a leaky anus.
Yes, I do. Is a leaky anus hereditary?
Google loves this. Fecal incontinence. You don't have fecal incontinence.
I have fecal incontinent, man.
No, you don't. That's the name of your next special, Fecal Incontinence, by the way. Bobby's album. Fecal incontinence, inability to control bowel movements. That's not true. You can control all that. And it forces feces to leak unexpectedly from the rectum. You don't have that.
I do. I 100% have that.
That's old people, dude. That's like people in their 70s and 80s.
I have it, dude.
You do? You think you're fecally incontinent?
100% I have it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have a good diet, too. I think that's what it is.
No. Bad diets don't just make you poop out of nowhere.
Well, if you eat like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Love.
And acai bowls every day.
That's all you eat?
Yeah. It'll happen.
What did you eat today?
Acai bowl.
All you've had.
I swear on my mother's life.
What do you eat for the day?
Eggs.
That's all you had today was eggs.
Rice.
Yeah.
And greens.
What? Salad?
Yeah.
That's not a bad diet. Acai bowl and Reese's Pieces is not. You can't, dude.
I have.
I know.
And I will. I have and I will.
Okay. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Your 50th birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
We have to do something important.
I'm going to be a big party.
I know, but. We have to do a bad friends thing. So we all decided without Bobby, write in, and we're going to pick a winner to come party with Bobby for his 50th birthday, one of the bad friends fans.
More than one. Let's do 10.
How many people do you want?
Let's do a 10. How about this?
Yeah.
Let's do a competition. 10 fans.
10 bad friends fans.
If they live in California.
Southern California. Yeah.
You can come up, and we'll get your mask, and you have to be also vaccinated.
Sure, you have to
have
prove
your vaccination card.
Yeah. Wait. They don't have to live here. They have to live close enough where they can get here on their
and
own.
If you want to fly, if you will fly here, then fly here.
For Bobby's 50th.
For my 50th. And because I'm going to have one party. Should I just invite them to my big party?
100%.
So I'm going to have a big party where I'm going to have all the comics there.
Uh-huh.
And some actors and a lot of Filipinos.
Can you imagine how this is going to be so big for them? What do they have to do to get to your 50th birthday party?
They know what they have to do. That's all I have to say.
Huh.
They know what they have to do.
You're not going
to
give them an email or anything?
No.
How do they submit?
Oh, yeah.
They have to submit?
That's true.
You have to find out somehow, some way, that they want to come to your 50th birthday party. Do we want them to send in a video explaining why they deserve to come to the party?
Yeah, have a good example why.
I want to party with Bobby at gmail.com.
Because I want to feel like you're a real fan.
Well, we need to know.
I need passion.
Right.
Right, and I need because I don't want you to show up and like, you know, what's your favorite episode or whatever, and like, I only seen two. I don't want that.
You want a diehard.
I want
fan.
Somebody that's seen every week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Also, somebody that will give us like helpful advice in terms of how we can improve
The show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what we need to keep doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just different things.
But the top thing is
a positive analysis.
You got to explain why you think you deserve to come to Bobby's 50th birthday party, because that's monumental, dude. It's a half a century.
It's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So hopefully the email will be, I want to party with Bobby at gmail.com. If it's not, We'll put the real one right here on the screen. They'll find out.
Yeah, yeah.
The real one will be right here, right now.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know what it is.
And do you think 10's a lot?
10 seems like way too many. I said 1.
Yeah, let's make it 10.
Well, how about let Rudy pick?
I think 10 is fine.
All right, 10's fine.
Yeah, but it's going to be, here's a, how about this? We'll do 4. Mm-hmm. And you can bring a guest.
Ah, that makes sense. U+1.
U+1.
That's, I like that.
Right, because you want to be, go there alone.
That would be, that, right. But that would be 5.
Oh, yeah, so do 5.
5+1 is
10. +1 is 10.
Yeah.
And also, just the person that you bring, right? Just don't bring any crazies.
Don't bring any crazies, dude.
In fact, I want to know in the video who you're going to bring.
That's fun. Explain why you're
why
bringing,
bringing the person, right?
That's really good.
And I need a little bit of a pitch.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, he's a Christian, right? He plays badminton for this call, whatever it might be.
You love badminton players.
I love badminton.
That's a big thing. That's going to be at the party. We're going to have badminton at the party.
And then I'm probably going to do it at a restaurant.
Well, we need a room. We need like a banquet room for it.
No, I want a restaurant. I'll rent out a restaurant.
I know. We got to rent the whole thing.
I will.
Mastro's?
No, something like weird.
Obscure.
Obscure and weird, but good food.
Chili's.
But a place that we... No. No, man.
Chili's is
a good
great.
Place.
Chili's is great.
Like, how about like Morton's, but like one of those, you know,
the Palm.
Just, we think we can get the, it's so expensive.
So what?
Yeah.
You know what we'll do?
What?
We'll take it from the Rudy Fund. We'll take the money from the Rudy Fund. She'll never know.
Right.
How will she know? She doesn't even know what's in there right now. Yeah, let's take money from the Rudy Fund.
What's the date? It's August.
Today is August. Today is not, we're August already.
It's next month.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying.
We got to make a reservation now.
Now. We need to get on this right now.
Oh, we do have to do it.
Yes, 100%.
And do invites.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We have to start now.
Yeah. Who do I invite? Who do I invite?
Who do we invite to your party?
Yeah, just name some people. Griffin, for sure.
Eric.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, for sure.
Whitney
Cummings.
Yeah, Rudy.
Yeah.
Okay, Rudy.
Right.
Hey.
Pete.
Yeah, those guys come.
Pete.
Yeah, I like them.
Pete, please submit a video to I Want to Party with Bobby.
Yeah. Maybe a video.
Got it.
Yeah.
I want Pete to make a video. Yeah. What about fans?
Yeah, for sure.
And PD?
Who's PD?
Pink Dick.
Yeah, he has.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
He can come. All right, so outside of that, who else?
Some comics, probably some actors. I'm going to highball it, too.
Who famous?
I'm going to try for Jordan Peele. He won't be able to do
He'll it. He'll never do it.
Yeah. I'm going to try for...
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Never.
She'll never come.
I'm going to try for...
Keegan will come.
No, he won't.
Won't come.
Will not come.
Sasso.
He'll come.
He'll come.
Yeah.
You make a big list.
In my head, I'm like, what women? A lot. Nikki Glaser. All the podcast people like Burke Kreischer, Tom Segura, all those types of people.
Burt won't come.
Yeah, he will.
I'm saying he's on the road. Those guys are all on the road. And Segura lives in Austin now. Gone.
Joe Coyle invite.
Would you invite Joe Rogan?
He's not in town.
But I dare you to invite him.
I will invite him.
Invite him and see if he'll come for your 50th birthday.
I talked to him a couple days ago.
All right, name female nice comics guy. That you want there.
A lot of my openers, like Jake Catapretta.
Yeah.
Nicole
Amy Schreiber, who opened for me.
Annie Letterman.
Yeah.
Nicole Amy Schreiber.
She just opened
like
for me
her.
This
She's
weekend.
Great. How great she is.
So funny.
Yeah. I would go for Mark Maron, Bill Burr, those types of guys.
Yeah, they won't come. Bill Burr, definitely. Dude,
Al
you think I'm going to come to your fucking 50th birthday party?
Al Madrigal.
I got fucking two kids
but I
at
went
home,
to his.
Dude.
I went to his.
To Bill's?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's more famous than you. Yeah, he's not going to come.
But I'm going to invite him.
Yeah, but I know he's going to throw it right in the trash.
Yeah.
Imagine he'll get the
Pauly,
email and he won't even open
Pauly
it.
Sure.
Pauly will come. Pauly will have to be the... I think he
He'll work there.
I think he should... he should serve drinks.
Yeah. It'll be a you'll know people. It'll
Can
be
I be
a,
honest with you? We should have a dinner for our family, like our close people.
Yeah.
And your party should be at the Comedy Store.
No.
Be in the main room.
I'm doing a 300-man party at a restaurant.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Anyway, thank
submit.
You for...
Oh, God, just... Bob?
I love you.
Submit, guys. I want to party with Bob at gmail.com.
When does this come out? In a couple weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so we'll find out who submits those videos. Excited to see that.
I'm so excited.
All right. Rudy, sign us off in what's the language again?
Bisaya.
Go ahead.
Say thank you for being a bad friend in Bisaya in the camera there.
Salamat. For being a bad friend.
No.
Assalamu alaikum is not
No, you can't assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam in here.
Salamat!
What does salama mean?
Thank you.
How do you say bad? Naughty, negative, no,
I
wrong.
I know! Salamat sa pagiging
Sapa geeking is bad.
Type this up so we can read this. Yeah, yeah. So we can, yeah, we want to do it together.
Yeah. I don't know what's bad, friend, in Bisaya.
Oh, God.
You have friend.
You know, no, Pete.
What's friend? What's friend?
Miga.
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 Pete,
or
go to. Migo or Miga.
Go to translate.com.
Bati nga. Ah, ah. Salamat.
Okay.
Bati nga Migo or Miga.
How do you not know your own language?
It's so sad.
It's hard to translate.
Thank you for being a bad friend. Let's see if it comes close.
Yeah, thank you for being
a bad friend. All right, what see if this is close, Rudy. All right, the machine says, Salamat sa panggang masing mang kamigang.
That's Tagalog, though.
All right, fine. Then fucking go to Google Translate, Pete, so we can get her the one that she needs. Google Translate. All right, what is it called?
Visayan.
V with a V?
Yeah.
Okay, see it there? No.
Nothing.
Wow, it's not there. That's how much
it's a language only one island says, right?
A couple of islands.
All right, what's the closest? Tagalog,
yeah.
Go to that. Try that one. That's fine. Sorry. It's up there, first top. So we'll just have to do it in Tagalog. Because you don't even know your own language. Oh, you don't like that?
No, it's fine.
No. Stop. Pete, type this. Just type this in right where you're typing. Tell him how to spell your version. We want to do your justice. Because Philippines won a gold medal. This is the least we could do for the Philippines.
Yeah, but the one that won might be speaking Tagalog, so it's fine.
let me ask you something. God. Can you just Damn go it. Back? Can you go back? Can you
can
just
you go
back?
Back to the Philippines?
Philippines and go, listen, guys, we're going to do one language.
Yeah.
Isn't that every island gets their own fucking language?
No, it's so small anyway.
Yeah.
Type this in.
It's like Vermont, Michigan, all these states having a different language. It's
okay, is that close? Salamat.
Salamat is good.
Salamat. Tell us how to say it.
Salamat.
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 Sa.
Can you zoom in? My eyes are blurred. There you go.
Salamat, salamat sa
pagiging masamang kaibigang.
Great.
That's great. So do that. And go.
Go.
Salamat sa pagiging masamang kaibigan.
Woo! Woo! Great.